Hi, I'm Doug Tribou with NPR's Only a Game. Before we get to Bill Littlefield's commentary for this week, here are some other things we want to tell you about. First, what happens when minor league baseball and bacon collide? Karen Given took a road trip to Pennsylvania to find out. Her fantastic photo gallery about the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs is up now at onlyagame.org. And coming up on this weekend's show, we'll look at some of the latest World Cup news. And in a big city like Los Angeles, it's easy to find viewing parties for just about every country's World Cup team. Reporter Saul Gonzalez has been capturing the sound of soccer fandom in L.A. We'll also examine the highly anticipated NBA draft and what it means for big fish free agents LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony. And a new book brings Major League Baseball's 1910 batting title race to life. That's all coming up this weekend. And in this week's commentary, Bill Littlefield considers a side effect of every World Cup, the anti-soccer sports column.
Dear sports writers who don't care about the World Cup, fine, but why do you persist in telling your readers this every 4 years? Do you think they are so inattentive that they've forgotten that you don't like soccer? Do you suppose they don't recognize recycled arguments? Why don't you keep writing about the NBA draft or who might shine at preseason football camp? Derek Jeter's retirement tour continues apace, right? And surely there's a NASCAR race somewhere. You can be counted on to mention in each anti-soccer story that opposable thumbs and digits of significant flexibility and potential are the characteristics that separate human beings from lots of other animals. You're right, and we know you regard as worthless a sport in which the hands don't play a major part for anybody but the goalkeeper. We understand that in your brain, that conviction has assumed the consistency of leftover meatloaf forgotten for years in the back of the freezer. Why not do what any sensible householder would do and leave it there? Why even consider reheating it? Among the things I don't much like are the intersection of Commonwealth Avenue and St. Paul Street in Boston, when the UPS truck and the bicycle store delivery van are parked there simultaneously. There's also cauliflower. Who cares, you ask? Exactly, I say. Why do you feel it is necessary to tell your readers you are immune to the happy virus that grips many of the rest of us every 4 years? I'm not going to defend soccer. Soccer doesn't need that. I'm just suggesting that restating your antipathy for the game in general, and the World Cup in particular, is also unnecessary. We know you don't like it. We like some of you anyway. We're appreciative of the clever and thoughtful columns you write about other matters. It's too late for the ongoing World Cup in Brazil, but here's a suggestion for the summer of 2018. Start your vacation just before the World Cup begins. Assume your readers have functional memories and that they will understand why you're not writing about anything while the world is watching soccer.
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, visit onlyagame.org. Every week we publish the text and audio there. And we're sharing great sports content all week on Twitter and Facebook. Our handle, OnlyAGameNPR. Thanks for listening.